Bav Metzia, Perek Tes, Mishnah Beis. We're continuing our discussion of the business arrangement known as Kablonus. And we explained the Mishnah off, there's really a few different types. There's Kablonus, there's Chakirus, there's a Seicher also, which means that there's different arrangements where Reuven can give a field of his to Shimon. Shimon will work the field, get the profits of the field, and a certain amount of those profits will go to Reuven. Either a yearly amount, or a yearly amount of produce, a yearly amount of money, a yearly amount of produce, or a yearly amount in terms of percentage of the crop, that's how much he'll give. That's a sharecropper. So the Loshon Ovi HaMekabel is a general term. The point of the Mishnah over here is where the field is not performing to where it should be, and because of that, we can ask whether the agreement is null and void. HaMekabel Soda Mechaveri. Reuven gave a field to Shimon. Shimon has the field now. V'Beis HaShlochim V'Beis HaIlon. Beis HaShlochim V'Beis HaIlon, two different types of fields. Beis HaShlochim, Miloshin Shlichus, is where the field itself does not have enough of a water source. And Memela doesn't get enough rain. It has to be watered. You have to schlep water from a river. Or you have to carry buckets from further downstream. A Beis HaIlon is a soda that has ilonos, kishmo kenhu, and because of that, the field is very valuable, because a field that you have to plant, and you have to thresh, and you have to plow, takes a lot of work. A field, an orchard, is worth a lot of money, because the trees produce fruit from it. It needs a certain amount of upkeep, but certainly not as labor-consuming and time-consuming as a field where you plant. And then what happens is, Yovesh HaMayon, the river that was feeding that field, that was watering that field, is Yovesh. Niktas HaIlon, or the field is not nearly as valuable because the Beis HaIlon, the tree fell down. Trees are susceptible, they could be knocked down by a storm. So you had a field that was priced a certain amount. A good chelik of the pricing was because the field had an orchard. That's worth a lot of money. But now, came along a storm, and it knocked down the trees. So what is the soicher, the choicher, the kablon have from this field? Einoi menakaloi mincha koiroi. We can't assume as an automatic that the contract was made contingent on there being a river nearby or on there being ilonois in the field. And in the middle of the Mishnah says, imamaloi, if the contract was made and this was the loshon, chakor li sode beis hashlochin zeh, or he saw the Beis Ilon Zeh, so there clearly the one who was renting it out was saying that he wants this field for this reason. So then, if Yovesh HaMayim V'Niktzas HaIlon Menakel L'Mechakoyre, that means when do we decide that a renter could take off, somebody rented commercially a business, that if the business, certain things in the business weren't, they didn't get a permit for X, or there was damage from Y, whatever it is only when clearly the contract, the rental contract, the arrangement, or the profit-sharing arrangement, was made with this in mind. Otherwise, he doesn't have a right to be mevatel a contract. Mishnah Gimel. HaMekabel Soda Mechaveroi V'Hoiviro. Again, this is also on somebody who took a field from somebody else to work it and share the profits. But over here, Dafka, we're talking about where the arrangement was that Shimon, the recipient, the Mekabel, is going to give Reuven a percentage of the field, a percentage of the crops of the field. You'll see why it has to be that case. Vohivira means he left it fallow. Shimon received the field from Reuven, decided, you know what, he had other opportunities, he wasn't in the mood, whatever it is, he left that field empty. Now Reuven has a tie on him. Reuven says, I only gave you the field because I was going to get half the profit, a third, mechzer, shlish, revir, whatever it is, and now I have a tie on you. If Reuven had given Shimon the field for a certain amount, for a set amount, so what does he care whether Shimon plants or not? Shimon's going to have to pay. If Shimon decided to go to California to look for gold, he's still going to have to pay Reuven the amount of money that he was masking to pay for the field. But if he was owing him a percentage, so there Reuven is a choser, al yidei Shimon's decision, he has a tain on him. So then the halacha is, Shomen oisa kama ru'ya lasos. We have to make a cheshbon how much b'derech hateva, the normal would be, how much this field would produce. V'noisen lo, he has to give him. Shekach koisev loy. This is what's written in the agreement. Im oivev lo yavid, if I leave the field fallow and I don't work it, ashalim b'meitva, I'll pay, loshen hatova, however much this field was slated to return. That's how much I'll have to pay. Now, a little bit of clarification is in order over here. It sounds from the Lashon of the Mishnah, Shekach Kosav Loi, that the reason why is Chayv is because that's what's written in the contract. Where the truth of the matter is, the Gemara says, if that's what's written in the contract, so he was Mechayv himself, it doesn't have to be written in the Mishnah. What it means, Shekach Kosav Loi, is that the norm is, this is the arrangement with an Oris. Because that's the norm, in the middle of that's this Chayv, even if he doesn't write a Shtar, even if there's no written contract, he's going to have to pay that amount of money. That's one point. The second point over here is that the Gemara says only because the Moiva V'Le'evet HaShalem V'Meitva, I'll pay that amount, which would be the normal amount that the leaser of the field would have to pay, that's how much he has to pay. What happens if he writes a Knas, a standard amount? Moiva V'Le'evet HaShalem Elav Zuze. The halacha is that he does not have to pay. Why? This is a classic case of asmachta, where Reuven and Shimon have some type of arrangement that if Shimon doesn't do kach v'kach, he's going to have to give Reuven kach v'kach. For instance, let's say Reuven and Shimon go into contract on a house, and they sign that the closing will be in 3 months from now, and they write that if the closing is not completed in 3 months from now, so then if it's by fault of the buyer, so then the buyer relinquishes his mevater on his down payment. That type of arrangement where if kach v'kach, then somebody's going to lose a sum of money, who's going to be mechuyev a sum of money, that has no tekev in halacha. The pashut understanding of that is that there's really no gemiras das, because the buyer doesn't want to default on paying. He doesn't really mean to be Mechayev himself, the $100,000 that he put down. He's going into it because he thinks he won't default. So what the Rosh and Tosafot explain according to this understanding is that since this is a reasonable price to pay, it's reasonable that this is what he's going to have to pay. So if he made a decision not to develop this field, and because of that, the profits are missing for the owner, so then it's reasonable. So, but if that's reasonable, he does mean, he does have Gemiras Das, and that's why the arrangement goes forward. The Rambam would seem to have a different understanding of this halacha l'asmachta. We've discussed in a few different places. Came up in Perek Ezu Neshech, came up in other places. That asmachta means that agreeing that if X, then I'll owe Y, is not a hischaivus, because when a person is makabel lechiv on themselves, they're makabel that they owe $100. You can't say that the person is makabel today that they owe elef zuz if they don't owe elef zuz. It's only if kach v'kach happens, in this case, the field lying empty, then they will become chayiv. His chayivus can't be if then. It's not kal. Now, if a person wants to be makabel then that he owes $1,000 because don't pay it. But we're talking about when the person doesn't want to pay $1,000. So what makes him a chuyiv? So here you have to understand something else, that even though normally there is a taina of the balabais of this field on the sharecropper, says, hey, you put me out, I would have given it to somebody else to develop, and I would have made my mechza shlishu via. But the fact that the person who got the field didn't develop is only a groma. Over here, the sharecropper will be chayev on groma. The Ritva explains that this is a chazal created that whenever a person's in a profit-sharing arrangement, so then there's like a form of arvus to cover profits. That means, let's say, we'll give a case. The Ritva says this in Bav Metzia Dafayin Vov. And it's true, the Ritva is quoted by the Nesivis in four different places, in four different types of cases. The case where the Ritva says it is a case where Reuven hired Shimon, who is a salesman, to travel to sell wine of his in a barrel. Picture somebody today going to a show in California, from New York to California, to make contacts, to sell, to arrange contracts with people in the garment industry, the jewelry industry, whatever it is. Lamaisa, the person missed the flight, the person didn't go. The fellow was supposed to go to sell wine. He didn't sell wine because of that. The wine is here. It never got sold. Says the Ritva that whenever the salesman is not just hired for a certain amount a month, doesn't have a salary, but he's also in the profit-sharing arrangement, he becomes an Oruv on all the profit, and whatever the expected profit is, he has to pay. He has to cover. So Bazunder is Chayvus that a profit-sharing venture carries with. So Mamela over here, Heyois, the sharecropper, was going to profit himself. Mamela, he's Mechuyiv to cover, even though normally it should be only be a Groma. But over here, he goes beyond the letter of the law, and over here, he's Mechuyiv to cover the losses, the profits, that were supposed to be had by the Balabais. That's the pshat over here in the Mishnah. And Mamela, it has to be the normal profits. It can't be an arbitrary amount of Elav Zuz. Once it's Elav Zuz, then it's Mamash HaSmachta. If that happens, that you leave the field fallow, then you become a Mechuyiv, but you never became a Mechuyiv. So then he wouldn't be Mechuyiv.